Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Anas Talks. I'm your host, Anas Shatara. In this episode, I decided to call it consistency. Just one word, consistency. And what do I mean by that? I have been recently, and by recently I mean for the past year or so, trying to figure out things in terms of work, in terms of my side business, in terms of anything I want to do in my life. And I was looking forward for something that I'll be doing it again and again in order to become a professional in it. All of this sounds vague, but be patient with me and let me explain. You would notice that all the successful people around the world have specialized in something, and this is the normal nature of human beings. They say the jack of all trades is a master of none. You would always trust going to the experienced barber. You would always trust going to the experienced mechanic, experienced dentist, etc. You get the point. Now, my ambition is to be having so many things at the same time, especially when it comes to business, whether the areas or the fields that I will be specializing in or having my business or the markets that I would tap into. But I was always looking forward for the core thing that I would be working on again and again, every single day, trying to become better at it, that would help me become the person who I want to be. And I would say the key word is consistency. Today, Jim Rohn has said a beautiful thing in his book that I still haven't finished yet. He said, extraordinary people do normal things. Extraordinary. And this is what it's all about. You just need to be amazing in the normal things that you do. This is one of them, this actual podcast, the one that you're actually listening to right now. I have neglected the idea of monetizing on it or even trying to find ways to make money out of. I still consider it my therapy session where I'll be able to share my thoughts, share my ideas and put it out to the world and be able later on, believe it or not, to hear my own voice, to hear my own ideas, to criticize it, work on it and make it better. Again, with the videos that I do online or the writing that I do once in a while and of course working on my own business and my own self-development, it all goes down to consistency. I believe the consistency should be in building myself, where I make myself stronger on all aspects. And one of them is physically. I have started taking care of my health, I would say, on the span of the last 4 or 5 years or so, on and off. The longest periods that I went on, like straight, it was almost a year and a half. But for some reason or another, I would cut for a couple of months. Or slack around, I would say, or not work out as often, but I would never cut it totally. The reason why I'm talking about this is that you always need a physical output where you would need to let some sort of energy out of you, especially for the people like us living in the major cities. We would be operating at such high frequencies, at such fast pace. I don't like using the word stress. I would say doing many things at the same time, having a fast pace of life, basically. So when you go to the gym, you'll be able to let out all this energy, be able to make your blood run faster, make your muscles work, make your part of your body that you're not aware of work and get pumped and release all that tension to bring down your, let's say, your frequency or your energy levels down to an equilibrium, normal levels that you should be at. One of the things that I take it as a metaphor is using your own body weight. So when you go to the gym and you start, I would say it's one of the best pleasures. And it's also kind of annoying that when you want to do exercises like, let's say, push-ups or pull-ups, where you have no weights on you, it's your own weight. But the beauty of it is that you challenge yourself every single day, that you're going to pick yourself up, that you are gaining the enough strength that you will be able, by your own hands, be able to lift your own weight with nothing extra. And this is what you need to do in your life. You need to pull your own weight. You need to be able to get stronger day by day. It doesn't really matter how much money you have, or how expensive the gear that you're wearing, or how expensive is the membership. It all goes down to your effort. How much effort can you put every single day to pull your own weight, to push yourself forward? And results take time. In your business, in your workout, you just have to be consistent. I know it's a short episode. It might be really short, just looking at the timer right now. It was, as usual, unplanned. I just turned on the microphone and I had a couple of ideas that I wanted to share. I really hope you enjoyed this. I really hope that you would stay consistent on your goals. I really hope that you wouldn't lose hope so fast. Try to find your own ways to pull your own weight, to make yourself go forward. Many days the workout would be annoying at awkward times, not the perfect weather, or it would be the weather would be so perfect that not to waste it in the gym. But you would still put it as priority, put yourself as a priority. Reading your book is a priority. Taking care of your mental health, your physical health, taking care of yourself, because if you take care of yourself, you'll be able to take care of anyone, your partner, your kids, or anybody who's dependent on you. You'll be able to take care of your business, because you are the core. You are everything that revolves around you. So if you weren't strong enough, you can't hold any weight. As always, if you reached this part of the episode, I truly thank you, even though it was a short episode. I was your host, Anas Shatara, and hoping to see you in the next episode. Peace.